It's bow time.
The barbecue sandwich from Bojangles is back. Wait, Bojangles has barbecue?
Yeah, keep going.
Well, okay then. We're talking tender pulled pork with a tangy Carolina vinegar kick. Unforgettably topped with our country coleslaw, all on perfectly toasted buns. So if you're like me and missed it last time, get your hands on a barbecue sandwich combo pronto.
It's bow time.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Is it time for a haircut? Go see my friends Philip Butler and B.H. Parker at Southwind Barbershop, located at 1637 Lee Street in Rogersville, Alabama. Give them a call at 256-247-5658. That's 256-247-5658.
Do you have knee, shoulder, elbow, and other joint pain? Would you like immediate relief without surgery? Let me introduce you to Dr. Michael Farah, who's been serving patients around the world since 1986. At Freedom Medical Center and Trinity Medical Care, you can get platelet-rich plasma injections and other treatments. Dr. Farah is your choice for cosmetic and regenerative medicine. Schedule your consult today at Trinity Medical Care by calling 256-489-3192. That's Trinity Medical Care, located at 8010 South Parkway in Huntsville. Walk-ins are welcome.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
I'm here with you in Arizona. We headed west on the 10 to California.
Welcome to another edition of the Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. I am your host, Mark White. I'm in Alabama, but this guy's in California right now, and it's Dave Herrera on the line right now. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Dave Herrera.
Mark, thanks for having me. How's the weather out there?
It is great. How's the weather where you are?
It's nice. We've got some blue skies. It's wonderful. Cool weather. It's about 65 degrees right now. Everybody's just pushing forward as hard as they can is what I'm seeing. My friends and family and other people that are out there doing what they do in whatever industry and with their family life, et cetera. I mean, it is tough and trying times on all of us, and hopefully it'll get brighter and better here in the upcoming year or two, and it'd be nice to see us come back to being somewhat normal. I just left a little league game here in California. One of my kids was out playing some ball, and it was nice to sit down and chat with some parents about getting out, get some fresh air, and taking the masks off and just enjoying watching the kids have a good time. I think all of us, it's impacted all of us some way or another, but we're doing our best.
I understand completely. It wasn't just a few days ago that I was out with my daughter trick-or-treating with the family and watching people who were out and about enjoying themselves. Just a nice feeling to see that people are trying to get back to normal as much as possible and to see those activities that people once enjoyed in a different way.
Yeah, you know, it really makes me especially, and hopefully it's everyone else, appreciate all the small things that we took for granted. I mean, we did the same thing. We went out trick-or-treating. We hit a few houses, and obviously it was probably 20% of the houses were giving out candy. The rest of them were either dark or had a sign on the door saying, hey, we're not giving out candy this year, but trick-or-treat, have a happy Halloween. So when we went out and there were some houses and we could interact with some of those folks, it was great. I mean, it made it better to watch The kids come back with a smile after they're given a candy bar or some sort of candy or what have you. But it definitely makes me open my eyes and appreciate all the small things in life.
Now, it's interesting because when I was in high school, Dave, I had to take a personality test and we tried to figure out what we were meant for in a career. I believe, if I recall, I actually tested pretty high for becoming a police officer, which incidentally, I did become a police officer back 20 years ago. And that's the path I took was law enforcement. Now, here I am sitting in front of a microphone talking to you as a radio host, and started this independently 3 years ago. As of November 3rd was the third anniversary of the Mark White Show. But you took a personality test yourself, which is interesting. I'm thinking you took this later in life and then decided there was something to that.
Well, I didn't think there was much to it when I took it. But I've taken it for the company I've worked for, and then we've taken it for family and friends, and we were all just having a good time laughing at what type of personalities we have, and it all started making sense, and it allowed us to look at one another on why we are who we are. But it categorized me as a person who really likes to take care of others, who's somewhat of an introvert, but I'm an extrovert in a weird way. So I don't know. It didn't tell me exactly what I'd be doing in life or what type of career path or whatever, but it outlined a pathway of, and allowed me to see who I was after taking this personality. And I know some people that took it, they probably didn't answer some of the answers with questions that were truly honest, and it can kind of alter the personality test possibly, but I went in there and answered them the best of my ability, and it came back with something that made total sense to me. I'm like, damn, that's why I am who I am, I guess. And that makes a lot of sense now. But, I took a lot of that in and thought it was very educational, to say the least.
Well, and we have something in common with being raised by grandparents. My grandparents raised me. My parents divorced when I was 6. And so my grandmother and my granddad took me early on because of some other issues. I was there at their home before they gained custody of me, but my grandparents took care of me and I was raised by them. And that was a challenge for me for many years, but it was also an experience that I wouldn't trade because my grandparents meant so much to me and they were such a powerful influence in my life. And it sounds like, because the very fact that it's mentioned in your bio that you were raised by a single mother and a grandparents, that means something to you, and that's an important part of your life yourself.
Yeah, it's absolutely an important part of my life. My mom, she was a fighter, man. Like when I was younger, she'd work one or two jobs or whatever she could to put food on the table, and then grandparents would step in to fill a void. You know what I mean? Help get us to school or help. Do whatever they needed to do, get us to baseball or whatever we were doing at the time, just to help my mom out. And there's real trying times when I look back at it. I'm like, man, my mom fought, did whatever she could just to keep food on our table and a roof over our head. So now that I have kids and I'm married and have a wife, it makes you just really appreciate your kids and your significant other, and just really want to fight hard to do whatever you can to contribute to the family. And I look back, I'm like, how did my mom do this and raise us on her own? Because now having our kids, I mean, honestly, it'd be hard to do it by myself. It'd be very difficult. So those single parents out there, my hat is off to them, and the grandparents or whoever, family members, friends that step in and help raise these kids in single parent families. Kudos to them. My grandparents were very, very, we were very close, very, very close. And it's just, when my grandfather passed away, it ripped my heart out. And I just had to look at the world a lot differently. And I said, look, I've got to put my head down and I got to really figure out what I'm doing. And because there's really no one else. You stare at yourself in the mirror and you got to go out there and figure it out. Fight and find something that generates revenue so you can take care of yourself. So it definitely changed my life completely. And it's allowed me now, looking back, to kind of raise my kids a little bit differently. I don't know what it was like to be raised in a household with a mother and a father both, but I try to be there for my kids as much as I can, especially the baseball games, just to know that, hey, they're staring at you. They see you standing on the sideline. I know there was one game I showed up late, and my son was like, hey, I didn't see you the first inning. And they really do pay attention. So I just try to be there for them as much as I can.
Yes. How old were you when your grandfather passed away?
You know, I was, how old was I? 21.
Okay.
21, something like that.
Mine passed when I was 18, so I get that. It was a life-shattering moment for me, myself, and he was such a stabilizing figure in my life that when I lost him, it really was, you look at Mark and think, well, Mark's kind of lost right now because that's really what it was. At 18, I was really lost because I had this person who I looked up to so intensely, and he was gone. So I was in college at the time. So I wasn't too much younger than you were at the time. Is your mom still living?
Yeah, she is. Yeah, we're close. Yeah, she comes over frequently. So we try to spend as much time as we can together. Obviously, during the corona and the pandemic, she was kind of hunkered down in her house and didn't really want to socialize much. But she's been coming over frequently, and it's been great.
What does she think about this path that you're taking right now, Dave?
You know, my mom's always been kind of a super cautious and very overprotective of us, like a helicopter. So she's like, are you sure you want to be doing that? Are you sure you want to be really diving deep in the music thing? And we sat down and had a long talk, and I just said, you know, it's always been a passion of mine. You know that. And she's like, well, I'm here to support you, whatever you want to do. But I always have to ask the question. I have to be that person. You have to bounce things off the wall and figure out whether or not it's something that you really do enjoy and you're going to focus on it or not. So she said, I'm completely behind you. I like what you're doing. And whether other people like your songs or they don't, you know what? I'll always like them no matter what they sound like or what they are. So I'm like, all right, thanks, Mom. I really, really appreciate it.
That's the way my grandmother was about my show. She was going to love every show no matter what, but now she was there to tell me when I needed to improve on something.
Yeah, she's the same way. She's like, all right, now tell me why you wrote this and what it's about. And so I'll like, all right, well, this doesn't make sense or that doesn't make sense. And I'll kind of explain it to her. She's like, and then sometimes I'm like, you're absolutely right. Maybe I need to make some changes to this. She's like, all right, well, let me know when you make the changes. And we'll talk again.
Exactly. That's awesome.
She keeps me in line. She's not as hard on me as my wife is, but she's close to it.
Well, since we mentioned your grandmother, is she still around or not?
No, she passed away too. She passed away a couple years after my grandfather, and she was really like she was a helicopter grandmother. I mean, always like sit down, come over, we need to talk. Figure this out, figure that out. So, I mean, after my grandfather passed away, she was very lost too. She's like a deer in the headlights. We all were. And then I kind of started seeing her dwindle, a couple years after he passed away. And then she passed away, which is sad. And it's just, you feel kind of empty. You know what I mean? I don't know. It sounds like you felt the same way.
I do. I lost my grandmother in 2018. So she passed away. So I've lost all those people who were those influences like that in my life. They're all gone. That's why I'm asking, because it's good that your mom's still around and that you still have her. I enjoyed my grandmother telling me I needed to improve, or that she enjoyed a segment. It meant a lot to me to have somebody like that that would call me 3, 4, or 5 times a day. And she would say, Mark, I have just 3 things. Mark, I have just 2 things. And she would go through a list and we would end up talking for an hour. Or my dad, who later on in life really became a part of my life, and he would call several times a day, or he would call at 2 o'clock in the morning. Hey, you awake? No, Daddy, I was asleep, but what do you have to say? he would be up awake at his recliner, and he would just think, I need to call Mark about something I heard. And he would call me because I was a police officer working night shift. He didn't have my schedule down. So are you awake? Well, now I am, Daddy. What's up? But he's gone too now. But you think about those people, and I'm glad that you have your mom, and that's why I was going that direction, because it is important that these people are recognized in your life for the influence that they had on you.
Yeah, and what I'm noticing now, I mean, when my grandmother passed away, my mom, I could see it in her eyes too. She was lost. I'm like, I've got to step up here. You know what I mean? I was like, Mom, it's going to be all right. It felt like the tables have turned. Now it's almost, I'm taking care of her. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So I'm like, look, Mom, it's going to be all right. We're going to figure this out. Because she didn't have anybody to like rely on and talk to. And that was like her comfort. You know what I mean? And when I saw that comfort go away from her and also me as well, but it really affected my mom. She was trying to be hard, like really like stone faced about it. And
yes.
Not allow me to see how deeply it affected her. But then she just broke down, like completely broke down, had a nervous breakdown. I said, look, you know what? We've got this. We're going to stick together as a team, and through thick or thin, we're going to figure this out one way or another. So it made me grow up very fast. And now I feel like I'm parenting her in a sense. So we're doing our best.
Sure. How old are you now?
I'm 42.
I'm 41. I'll be 42 next June. So we're on the same path, Dave. Somehow we're working in the same direction, looks like.
And then a lot of people that are my age now that I talk to all my buddies and stuff, like one of my friends, his mom passed away last week and it was sudden. So now I'm like, look, man, like whatever you need, I'm here for you. Like whatever. And he was super close to his mom. And I'll talk to, I'll have other buddies that their parents are going through, like they've either had a stroke or something health wise, and they're having to bring them into their house or take care of them at maybe an elderly home or whatever it is. And it's now it's like we're at that age where we're starting to see that. And as we grow older, we're going to see that more with our friends and family and stuff. And now I'm just, it's going to affect all of us. And I felt like I've gone through it at a younger age. And now I can apply that towards, and I try to help my friends out. You know what I mean? And be there for them. Oh yeah. It's life changes. It's life in a nutshell, and we're learning as we go, right? We can only do the best that what we have to work with.
Well, thanks to social media, I run a class page for the class of 97 that I was involved in high school, and we're able to connect, but we are seeing those parents, caretakers pass away, and it's good with social media because we can connect and send food over. We can send our condolences. We can let them know that we're here. Back 20 years ago, we couldn't have done that, but now we can connect and let them know that we're here for them. And I really like that because these are people that we went to high school with. Everything was great. Maybe the dads were at the ball games. The moms were having get-togethers for the kids. And now those figures are being lost. And there are some people who may be older and think, well, yeah, they can handle it. You know, they're grown-ups. They can handle this situation. Well, not exactly. Just because we're older doesn't mean that we necessarily know how to handle a new situation. I mean, this is a first go-round when you lose a parent or you lose a caretaker. So it doesn't matter really how old you are and how established you are. You're still going to go through a time where it's going to be really difficult. And anybody that's listening right now, if you have someone that you've lost and you're having a difficult time, and there's no shame in that, and it doesn't matter how old or how established you thought you were or where you were on the proverbial ladder, you can fall off the ladder a little bit and you just need some folks to help you. The Mark White Show's here, and I know that, Dave, it sounds like you're a guy who can connect with people in that way too.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a neighbor of ours, their daughter, she's 38 years old. And she was diagnosed with colon cancer. It was about 3 years ago. And obviously her kids were hanging out with the grandparents a lot, and our kids would play with their kids and stuff. And she passed away about a week and a half ago, which was really, really, really sad. And then the kids came over. Our kids were in the front yard, like playing in the driveway with pumpkins and stuff. And those kids ran over and started playing and stuff. And it was so sad because the little, he's about 5 years old. He came up, and my mom was sitting out front with me as well. And he's like, did you hear what happened to my mommy? She died. And the way he said it was like, she had just gone off to like a vacation or something. Right. He was so young. He didn't realize it. And I just sat there and my mom looked at me and she had like a tear in her eye. And I was like, this is so, so sad and devastating that he doesn't realize how what that word died had meant yet. But they played for a little while, and we sent flowers over and just try to kind of send our condolences to their family and stuff. But they're having a really tough time as well, and it's okay to really. What I've learned, it's okay to open up and just be there for your friends, and then you have to kind of. It's hard for people to open up, but once you do, your friends, you'll see your friends will be there for you, especially in trying times. They'll try to do their best, but when somebody passes away like that, it affects you mentally, emotionally. I mean, I've seen it cause depression and just everything in a nutshell, and it's tough.
Folks, we're talking to Dave Herrera, and we're looking forward to talking to Dave some more. I hope you'll stick with us. You're listening to The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment, and I'm your host, Mark White.
A friendly smile's a tiny price to pay. Let's all do something good today. A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org.
Are you a first responder? At Husqvarna, we support the uniformed men and women who serve our country and communities. As a way to honor your service, we created the Military and First Responder Appreciation Program. As a first responder, you qualify for a discount on your purchase of Husqvarna powered equipment. Get 10% off select commercial products at participating dealers. Whether you're starting a business or maintaining your property, you can count on Husqvarna. Find out why we're the brand that's trusted by real professionals. Visit Green's Dependable Hardware at 15220 A Highway 43, Russellville, Alabama. You can also find them on Facebook at Green's Dependable Hardware. Give them a call at 256-331-0123.
It's bow time.
You've probably heard folks say, don't call it a comeback. But at Bojangles, we don't like to beat around the bush. So when the sizzling, savory pork chop griller's back in all its tender, marinated chili lime glory, and you can snap up two of them for $5, go ahead, call it a comeback. Get two legendary pork chop grillers for just $5, only at Bojangles.
It's bow time.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Hey, Mom! I want to go to Early Works.
Yeah, Mom. Bring the kids to Early Works Children's Museum. Early Works has reopened with new safety protocols and an exciting new exhibit. Toys, The Inside Story, is a hands-on experience that lets you find out how toys work. You can see the Star Wars collection, try out the giant Etch-a-Sketch, test your skills on an old-fashioned pinball machine, and play at the Lego River Water Table. It is all at the Early Works Museum in downtown Huntsville. Go to earlyworks.com for tickets and more information.
Hi, this is Don McClain. You're listening to The Mark White Show. Find a way to make a difference by listening to this show. I hope you'll tune in.
Perhaps they'll listen.
I'd get on second base. Wants Dad to watch him play. Daddy knows he's waiting.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. Been talking to Dave Herrera. We're getting to know Dave as a person, and he's a musician, singer, songwriter. We're close to the same age, me and Dave, so we have some similar influences. Now, I could say that the reason I know of Merle Haggard and Willie Nelson would be from my dad listening growing up and some other figures that he liked to listen to and some of the 70s type of rock that my dad would listen to. But because of the similarity growing up in the 80s, we're getting those Merle Haggard and Willie Nelson intertwined in this music. Let's talk about that a little bit, Dave.
When writing some of the music that I write, and obviously I have a co-writer, and I write with his brother as well, but I'll come up with what I think is a good melody and our words and a song. And some of those influences kind of have rubbed off on me as far as Guns N' Roses stuff and the way that they have some of their production and their music, etc. And then I'll take it to some of my co-writers and they're like, hey, you know what? Let's fine tune this. Let's try this. Let's try that. And I try to put like a little bit of a rock element, whether it's with power chords or guitars or something along those lines on a drum beat. And then I'll throw some 808s and stuff on it and try to intertwine some of this California mix with some of this rock and roll country stuff. So I don't know if it comes across that way, but it's just a mesh of different influences. Merle Haggard, I mean, he grew up, or lived in the Northern California area for many decades, right outside of Lake Shasta. So he's a couple hours north from me, and he's one of those good old all-time favorites. I mean, if you listen to his music, you can really feel the emotion, and it's just, you could tell the stories mean something to him. And I felt when writing my songs, it has to mean something to me. There has to be a component that touches my heart, and an experience that I've been involved with in my life. And that's why I love Merle Haggard and Willie Nelson so much. You can just tell that this stuff is something that they're passionate about, and or it's a life experience or something that they've been involved with. So I try to make sure that I be authentic to what the songs are about, and it's part of me as a person.
I look forward to hearing more from you, and I appreciate you coming on the show today. And as I said, you're always welcome, and enjoy some more baseball games. I'm glad that people are getting out and about where you are in California, and we can still enjoy life. And that's something I like to encourage people, is that no matter what your circumstances, there is something about your life right now that you can enjoy. There is a difference that you can make in somebody's life. And if we can continue to encourage and inspire people to do that, then we're going to have people who are living a more full and complete life. And that's my goal here at the Mark White Show.
Hi, my name's Walkson, and my dad's Dave Herrera.
Hi, this is Dave Herrera. Check out the new single, Hollywood Sign, on the streaming platforms and at our website, DaveHerreraLive.com. Make a difference. Go out there and support local businesses, your family and friends. Have a great day.
Sitting on the Hollywood sign.
Hi, everybody. This is DJ Thomas. You know, raindrops may be falling on your head, but on Kyler's Corner, she's living life sunny side up.
Nothing seems to fit. You are my sunshine.
This is Kyla Carter of Kyla's Corner. You can hear my segment every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on The Mark White Show. Remember to tune in every Saturday and always live life sunny side up.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
This is Cherise Humphreys from Madison, Alabama, saying hello. Kyla, I loved your rendition of the national anthem. You made me feel very proud as an American citizen.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set a minute. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the University Preparatory Diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Are you in Alabama and need questions answered by a medical professional? If so, my friends at Trinity Medical Care are proud to announce that they are offering telemedicine. With telemedicine, you can stay at home and still have your visit with the doctor. Telemedicine from Trinity Medical Care is now available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Make your telemedicine appointment today by calling 256-489-3192. That number again, 256-489-3192. You can also follow Trinity Medical Care on Facebook. North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Discover fascinating animals from the islands of the world when you visit the Island Life Exhibit at Tennessee Aquarium. You'll be amazed at what you find.
We may never see tomorrow anyway. Let's all do something good today. Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, let's all do something good